We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm talking right now.
You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I listen to y'all every morning.
What you guys are doing right now, it's the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all's show, man. I know you got to be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You got to be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Welcome back, Yee.
Who is that? Who is
welcome
that?
Back. What up, Yee?
Who?
Welcome back.
Okay, what's up? Who's that, Jeezy?
You want to hear me say good morning? Watch. Here we go. Good morning, USA! That's what
wow, what's going on over there?
I lost my voice. What a weekend.
Well, good morning, DJ Envy.
Welcome back.
Congratulations on a phenomenal car show.
Oh, man, I had such an amazing time. That's when my voice is gone. I mean, this weekend was my car show. Close to 10,000 people in attendance. I had so many people there. Fat Joe, Fabulous. Who else was there?
Angela Yee,
of course. Dr. Oz came
Currency.
By. Currency was there. Flip De Niro. It was just an amazing event. So many different cars, so many different people. I got to meet so many different people. Angela Yee had her Drink Fresh juice.
Yeah,
there.
We sold out of those Drink Fresh juices there.
Which was amazing.
A couple hours.
Top Pop brought ice cream for the kids. There was face painting. It was bouncies, jump houses. And yes, I lost my voice because I was screaming and yelling all day long for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I had a great time.
Well, I came off the plane and came to your car show.
I've
been gone. I was on vacation all last week. I was in France. I started off in Saint-Tropez. It was Magic Johnson and Cookie's 60th birthday celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about knowing how broke you are? You think you're doing well in life?
Mm-hmm.
Go to something like this, okay? It was an amazing experience. Let's just say that.
I was like,
these people are rich. Magic Johnson was telling stories about... You know, how he just realized he needed to make more money when he realized he wasn't as rich as other people and talking about investing.
Right.
He said they were on a yacht and they were on somebody else's yacht.
Uh-huh.
And then the person was like, oh, man, there was something wrong with the yacht. So he's thinking we just have to get off. I guess we're not going. But he said then he made a phone call and another yacht pulls up. And they get off that yacht and get onto a different yacht.
That's rich people problems right
there.
That's
rich people problems. We actually went to go eat in Cannes, and it's like an island. You have to take a ferry to the restaurant, and it's just a restaurant on this island. So while we were there, one guy was talking to us, and we were waiting for the ferry to get back, and he just jumps in the water. He's like, I'm just going to swim back to my yacht. I was like, all right, well,
yeah, that's
see
rich
you
people
later.
Problems.
But it was really great, so I was appreciative to be there.
I'm still trying to figure out how to change a tire.
You can't swim to your own yacht.
Nah, definitely.
But let me tell you,
yacht.
It was really nice to just be around all those people. I got to hang out with Gail King, who I love. She was really fun.
Okay.
So super down to earth. And it was for my friend Ingrid's birthday. She works with Duse, and she was out there, so I went to join her as she was quote-unquote, working.
All right. Well, shout again to everybody that came out to the car show, had a great time, and then the after party was, it was just dope. It was just dope to see so many people. So many people came and supported. So I just want to say thank you to close to 10,000 people that came. It was,
yes.
It started at 12, ended at 5. We did like a little
VIP.
I'm
going to need you to just stop talking, though.
I know. That's why today I'm just going to let y'all handle it. I'm going to just drink a lot of tea, and then hopefully I'll be back to where I need to be tomorrow.
Maybe we get somebody to bring you some fresh ginger shots from the juice bar.
I need something.
Because that'll really help you out with your...
I've been taking everything. I've been taking...
Voice.
What's it called? Manuka's honey? Is that what it's called?
Manuka?
Yeah, whatever that is. I took that. I tried something with cloves.
Yeah, lemon.
I tried lemons. I tried
Did you gargle with salt water?
I tried that, too. I'll do that again today. But hey, we'll get it back to going. All right, front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about the Bahamas. This was devastating. While I was gone, I was watching all the devastation in the Bahamas, and we'll give you an update on what's happening there as they're continuing to evacuate.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, test, test, test. 1, 2, 1, 2.
We're back.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ. And you know what? Let's
Did you guys both have to be on time while I was gone?
Yes. Can you give me these NFL scores, please? I can't read them scores.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about the NFL last night. The St. Louis Rams beat the Carolina Panthers 30-27.
Mm-hmm.
The Tennessee Titans beat the Cleveland Browns 43-13. I saw that your boy Odell Beckham Jr. had a brand new watch on.
He's crazy. Why would he wear a $300,000 watch to play football? That makes
sense.
Good luck.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 40-26. The Ravens beat the Dolphins 59-10. The Vikings beat the Atlanta Falcons 28-12. The Buffalo Bills beat the New York Jets 17-16.
Trying to act like something wrong with his goddamn voice.
Hold on. I don't even see the...
You're trying to avoid talking about what you know you need to be talking about in these New York streets.
Now, this game was really interesting. The Cardinals tied the Detroit Lions after the Detroit Lions were up so much.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know a little bit about football. And then they actually came back, and they could have won, but they didn't. It went into overtime, and it was a tie, 27-27.
All right, what else are we talking about?
The 49ers beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 31-17. The Patriots beat the Steelers, 33-3.
Yep.
And tonight, the Houston Texans are playing the Saints, and the Broncos are playing the Oakland Raiders.
Now, let's talk about Bahamas.
Yeah, you want to talk about the Bahamas in here faking like something wrong with your voice because you don't want to talk about my Dallas Cowboys busting your New York Giants ass yesterday. Huh? You don't want to talk about that. All of a sudden, something wrong with your voice. Okay.
Now, when you texted me that yesterday, what did I text you back with?
You sent a voice note, and there was nothing wrong with your voice.
You sent a voice note?
Yes, you did.
I did not.
He sent the whole voice note. He was talking perfectly fine. He sent the voice note, and he was like, I'm not watching football. Like, his voice was perfectly fine yesterday. Now, all of a sudden, he can't talk. All right. You know what this is.
What else we talk about?
All right. Now, let's take it to the Bahamas. Devastation over there. So far, 45 people have been confirmed dead, and that number is expected to rise drastically. There are still hundreds of people who are missing. Nearly 70,000 people have been left homeless by the disaster there, and hundreds more are desperately looking for a way to get out. Now, over the weekend, there were evacuees arriving in Palm Beach, Florida, on board the Grand Celebration humanitarian cruise ship. All of them were properly documented to enter the country, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. But then on Sunday, this happened as a ferry boat was leaving the Bahamas.
Thank you coming to the USA. You are going to have trouble.
So 130 people actually had to get off the ferry after that announcement, where they were saying if you don't have the proper visa, you have to get off and disembark. Even though it's devastating there, people are homeless and they're trying to get out, and it's a very uncertain future. They're still trying to make sure that people can't come here.
Where are they supposed to go? Where are they supposed to go back to?
Exactly. That's what I'm confused about. In a time like this, this is when you make exceptions. All right, now, let me see what you think about this. A couple blew through $120,000. And what happened was, this couple's from Pennsylvania, Robert Williams and his wife, Tiffany Williams. They got $120,000 deposited into their account by accident. Mm. And they were like, we're just going to spend it all. And over the course of 2.5 weeks, they actually spent pretty much all that money. They bought cars. They bought a trailer. They bought all kinds of things. And now they have been arraigned on charges for theft and for receiving stolen property.
That ain't their fault.
Well, you know, it's not your money.
It wasn't theirs.
You know, they bought a car trailer.
Once again, when you get on your knees and you pray and you ask God for a blessing, say you're doing, you know, bad financially,
right,
and, you know, you're trying to come up economically, and then all of a sudden you just look in your bank account, and that is that you're like, my God, God works in mysterious ways. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Well, when the bank went and took their money out, they had an overdraft of $107,000. Because they spent all that money that wasn't theirs, that they knew wasn't theirs. They told the bank they would try to reconstruct a payment plan and do a whole agreement and repay everything. But then they went dark on the bank. And now they actually have to go to jail.
I don't think they should go to jail.
What do you think should happen?
I don't think they should go to jail.
Well, Robert Williams admitted that he and his wife knew that it was mislaid money that did not belong to them, but they spent it anyway.
What's mislaid mean?
It was put in their account by accident. It wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
It was put in the wrong place.
Absolutely. But shouldn't that be the responsibility of the person that put it in there by accident?
And they took it back out.
Yeah, so maybe they should just owe and be in debt, but they shouldn't be in jail. What's the crime?
Well, they went dark on the bank. The problem is that they said they would repay the money, and then they just disappeared, and they didn't repay it.
You know who else disappeared yesterday? The Giants defense, because my Dallas Cowboys beat them 35-17. I dropped one of the clues bombs for the Dallas Cowboys out there looking amazing. Out there looking like the greatest show on turf. My God.
All right.
We got so many weapons.
All right.
New offensive coordinator out there cooking.
All right.
I'm with Dak.
All right.
I'm going to figure out who's going to be my team this year. You know, every year I have a different team.
Dallas has a super team. That's one. And two.
Say that again. I like hearing that type of
two,
talk. Say that again.
The Cowboys beat a high school football team yesterday.
Drop one of
the
clues bomb
like
for my super team headed to the Super Bowl.
You say this every year.
Dallas Cowboys versus the New England Patriots. Baby.
Every year.
We haven't looked this good since
they
the 90s.
Really good.
I'm 41 years old. We haven't looked this good on both sides of the ball since the 90s. I'm telling you.
They got a super team. They got a lot of weapons. I'm not even mad at them.
Man. Wait till Zeke get good. Wait till Zeke get back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Regina. I'm calling from California.
Hey,
good
Regina.
Hey,
good
Regina, what's happening? West Coast.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? I'm calling today. You know, it's been kind of tough. Over the weekend, I heard the news about Kawhi Leonard's sister being arrested for murder.
Yeah, that was wild.
And that's crazy.
I grew up, you know, with that family right across the street. Kawhi is a humble, beautiful person, and it's really sad that his name is being tied to this. I was watching, like, some news reports, and the family of the victim was kind of low-key pimping, you know, and asking him to remember the family.
Nope, that's not his responsibility. I know that's the price of celebrity. When you do something, when somebody in your family does something wrong, to make the news story more sexy, they attach your name to it, but Kawhi ain't got nothing to do with that.
And didn't he cut off his sister a while ago?
I believe so.
I think so. I'm pretty sure, because she, in the situation she's in, you know what I mean? But my prayers go out to the family and to him. You know, I just love how, you know, his story has just come from such humble beginnings, and then to have this happen is just really sickening. It's almost, you know, reminiscent of Simone Biles. It's like these crazy siblings, you know, sit down somewhere and let your people be great.
Hey, Simone Biles ain't got nothing to do with her brother and what he did, and Kawhi ain't got nothing to do with his sister and what she did.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this iPhone sim was good, Envy.
iPhone, what's up, bro?
Ooh. Was good. I had to give my slave name. Now, I mean, I had to say Cimarron because usually they'll be putting me through the cursing. But yo, I want to say I appreciate you, man, for showing my girl that love yesterday for a B-Day. When we got home, she was like, yo, this is the best birthday I ever had.
That sounds crazy, my G. explain how another man, explain how you let another man give your girlfriend the best birthday she ever had.
Man, I ain't even going to let you bait me right now, you heard?
That sounds wild.
You bait me right now.
Well, you ain't got to give us no context. You know what we thinking.
Man, get out of here. Yo, listen, Angela Yee, I can't never catch you, yo. I can't never catch you. How are you, Yee?
I'm good. What time did you get there?
We got there around 3:30, because last year we got there around 12, and it was, like, crazy. So I wanted to, like, you know.
Go a little later.
Yeah, got there around 3:30. Yeah, a little later. But everything was good, though. I appreciate Envy. You know, Charlamagne ain't never bringing his old ass there, you know, so I ain't going to never have to catch
him. I'm glad you know.
And, yo, that's right. But, yo, Envy, yo, everything was great, bro. Yo, that was nice as hell. No problems, better than last year. Last year was ill. And I ain't clown cursing. That was really, really nice.
Stop you know? Cursing!
Keep up the good work, and I love y'all. You know?
Well, I'm glad your girlfriend enjoyed herself.
We love you back.
And I got there really late, right? But you know how I knew I was late? I got there around the same time as Fab got there.
Fab got there at 5 minutes before close. What's up, Trav?
Hey, Trav.
What's up, Yee?
Hey, Trav.
Welcome back, boo.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. You're part of the Illuminati now. I was watching your Instagram when you was out there partying and stuff with your little folks.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had a good time. It was amazing.
That's good.
I'm about to get my money up.
What up, sis? How you?
I'm doing good. I'll be a little bit better if you, you know, Charlamagne, one day I'll just hope that I come in there and you say, you know what, Trav, I got something in the back for you.
Whoa.
And you pull out that huge bottle of lube and you give it to me.
I got it right here.
You like Charlamagne?
No, I want that bottle of lube he got.
If you need all of that lube, bro, you need a new butt. Because, you know what I mean, goddamn, this is a lot of lube. What's wrong? Nobody wants your little dry ass butt. Your little dry ass Philly booty. What's it for then?
Hey, I was going to say, your car show was amazing, Envy.
Thank you, Charlie.
It's probably one of the best car shows I've ever been to. It was dope. And yeah, I've never been nothing like that, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, you definitely got it. Also, don't forget that we made a bet last week. Do you remember what that bet was last week?
I lost my voice. I can't talk.
What was the bet?
The butt was what?
What?
God damn it, boy.
Oh, my God.
Well, y'all are some kinky people behind the scenes.
That's what you call a Freudian slip.
My God.
The bet was if the Cowboys won, he'd get to kiss Charlamagne.
Why did you think the Cowboys weren't going to win? And the Eagles look good, too, Trav. I don't know if you're an Eagles fan, but they look good.
Hey, Cowboys fan.
No, I'm not an Eagles fan. I actually despise the Eagles. But
you're a Cowboys fan. I forgot.
Me and Envy had a $20 bet, but we're going to go ahead and just do double or nothing, Envy.
I bet. I got you.
All right, boom. Say less. All right, y'all.
Say Peace. Less.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Thank you, everybody, again, that came to the car show. If you need to vent, hit us up now.
You're
I lost
welcome.
My voice. I need to find it somewhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Eli.
What's up, Eli?
Hey, Eli.
You sure you want to talk to any Eli this morning, Envy?
What's going on? Hey, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? We out here, baby. Super Bowl bound.
But your name is Eli.
Hey, Charlamagne, them stars at night, shine big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
How dare you disrespect a fellow Dallas Cowboy fan?
I don't want to talk.
You can't escape us this year. I just want you to know that.
I know, I know that. Big Chocolate, what's up, Big Chocolate?
Hello, I'm naked in the bathtub listening to Breakfast Club.
There
what
you go.
That?
Now, that's exactly who you need to hang up on. Nobody want to be Me Too first thing in the morning. We ain't even have breakfast yet, and you sexually assaulting us. Talking about, I might want to imagine you butt naked in the goddamn tub.
Jeez.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Carlos, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Charlamagne?
What's up, King? How you?
I'm blessed, brother. Hey, man, I will pay a monthly subscription to you guys if you could please come back with decision, bro. Please come back.
The decision.
I get people asking me that all the time, you know.
Please, yes, give me decision, brother. And my other thing is why I'm mad. Why haven't y'all had Colin Kaepernick come up there yet, bro?
Colin Kaepernick hasn't talked in 3 years. What makes you think you want to come to the Breakfast Club and talk?
Because I believe that you guys want to get him there.
He hasn't spoke in 3 years. What makes you think he wants to speak?
Because you make everybody speak. You make Kanye West speak.
Kanye West talks all the time.
As if that is so difficult.
Thank you, brother.
That's all he does.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Marlon. What's up, Evie?
Marlon, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Drop one of Cruz's bombs for the Dallas Cowboys, baby.
You heard him, Drown. Don't be an F-boy and hit the bomb.
Drop one of Cruz's bombs for the Dallas Cowboys, son. Hey, Charlamagne, didn't Randall Cobb look like Al Harper back in the day, dude?
Randall Cobb looked like the X-Factor that we need, baby, that deep threat.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
I've always been...
Envy.
Yes.
It's about time you gave the Cowboys some props.
He lost his voice.
I've always been a Cole Beasley fan, but Randall Cobb can run them deep routes way better than Cole Beasley, baby. Dallas Cowboys, we out here, son. Week 1, next stop, Super Bowl.
I got to pick a team this year.
Yeah, you got to stay with one team.
No, you don't.
Hello, who's this?
You don't have to stay with one team. This is Tops.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
How you doing,
bro?
Tops? How's your friend's bottoms?
Oh, man, listen.
What was that noise?
You hear me?
That's the sound a bottom makes when they finally get pulled off of.
Oh, don't know what I woke into this morning, but All right.
What's up? What's up, Taps?
I'm upset.
I'm
upset. Chick-fil-A was supposed to open today, the one downtown Brooklyn. And I'm sitting outside it right now, and it's closed.
What?
Now I got to go over the bridge to get me that good chicken, egg, and cheese biscuit. Chicken, egg, and cheese on a bagel.
I didn't know they was open a Chick-fil-A in Brooklyn.
Yeah, right there on Flatbush, right next to the Shake Shack.
Wow, that's
going to be crazy.
I don't understand people that go to Chick-fil-A for bagels, bro. That biscuit is so good.
You know, McDonald's is coming out with a new chicken sandwich to compete.
We're not interested.
Ain't no compare to it. We ain't about to do that.
You're not interested.
No.
Oh, it says it opens at 6:30.
It ain't even open. I looked on the website. It says it opens at 12 now. That's why I'm hurt. That's why I got to go over the bridge.
Well, sorry for you, brother.
Oh, wait. One more thing.
What's up?
I've been meaning to try to get up on here, y'all. I've been trying to shoot my shot with y'all good, nice DJ Nala Simone.
You stay your bum ass away from my niece.
Hey, listen, I'm a part of the Sample Black Male community. If you would like to help, my Instagram is _CYYY_30.
That's
you
weird.
Still look, I'm a good brother.
She said if you bring her a Chick-fil-A sandwich right now, she's into you.
Man, listen, don't tell me that.
I do like your approach, though. You wasn't calling up here talking about you just want to smash. You calling up here on some, like, you know, you really want to be with her. I like that approach.
That's why. I missed the segment. Shoot my shot. Y'all should bring it back.
Yep. I'm blocking all shots, though.
Get it off your chest, right? Now, I'm not going to give the number. My voice is crazy. We got rumors on the way?
Yes. We are going to be talking about Kevin Hart. We'll give you an update on his condition. He is walking again, but a lot of pain that he's having. So we'll tell you what is being said by close friends of his.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Test, 1, 2, 1, 2, test.
Oh, my gosh.
Morning, everybody.
The voice.
It is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yes, I lost my voice. Had a car show over the weekend. Crazy. Close to 10,000 people. I had so much fun yelling, screaming. And my son had a football game, his first high school football game. They won. Congratulations to them. Drop a ball for them.
You know who else won this touchdown weekend? You know who else won this weekend? The Dallas Cowboys, 35-17. How convenient for you not to have a voice, Mr. Giants fan.
Very convenient. I didn't see that game.
Yeah, of course you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get in the rumor. What are we teasing? Kevin Hart, let's go.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, well, fortunately for Kevin Hart, he is able to walk again after his car accident. But according to reports, he is still in excruciating pain. He did fracture his spine in 3 places. And that crash that happened early last Sunday, and they say that he's going to have to undergo extensive rehab. Tiffany Haddish said he's already walking. He's good, but he's doing this all very slowly. And he's not yet ready to talk about the accident, about his road to recovery. So right now he doesn't want people to worry about him. He's been suffering, but he has a long road ahead of him. But fortunately, he is going to recover.
I'm going to drop on the Clues bumps for my guy, Kevin Hart.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, that's so hard, man, to just think something like that just happened so quick. His friend, Jared Black, is the one who had been driving the car.
How's he doing? We haven't heard anything from him. I know they said he was messed up too.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his update is, mm-hmm. but what they're saying is that his car was missing important safety features, according to experts. It didn't have a 5-point harness and a roll cage. Those features are critically important for cars like that. They have a 720 horsepower engine.
It's an old car, though. Did he just get it for his birthday?
It's a 1970 Plymouth Barracuda.
Yeah, very fast. You know, you got to think with them old cars, there's no airbags. There's not too many safety features. So most people have to add the roll bar and add those, the harnesses and things like that. Those old cars can be dangerous if something does happen.
And in a situation like that, you know, you can't look at the outcome and say, man, things are bad. Nah, you got to say things could have been much worse. Thank God they weren't.
Absolutely.
Thank God they're all alive. All right, now Kelly Clarkson, her show is starting today. The Kelly Clarkson Show premieres today. I was looking at her guest lineup, and she has The Rock on today. Tomorrow, Ellen DeGeneres and John Legend will be on. Jennifer Garner's on this week. Jay Leno, Chance the Rapper will be on Friday. So that's all for Kelly Clarkson's new show.
All that star power means nothing if you're not a good host or a good interviewer. I just want to throw that out there. You can have all those great ingredients and still cook up some trash.
Right. Well, we don't know what she's going to be like as an interviewer, but she also films The Voice there. So people tend to like her. They said she's very conversational, and she reveals a lot about herself and her own struggles that she's been going through with weight and different things. So
I don't see it, bro. But you know,
I mean, I don't know. I never paid attention.
I am looking forward to the Tamron Hall show, though.
Now, we're talking about that now. Tamron Hall show actually starts today as well.
Oh, Tamron starts today, too?
Yes, on CBS. Here was the trailer that they were playing for her new show.
Okay, Mom. Love you, too. Thanks.
Here we go.
Tamron Hall is from a little town in Texas.
She got married and had a baby at 48.
Nothing was handed to her.
Her grandfather was a sharecropper.
They took away her dream job.
She's the real deal. Her sister was murdered. Now she fights for victims' rights.
I can't wait to see her new show.
In five.
We all have a story to tell, so let's talk about it.
And Tamron Hall is the talent now. Mm-hmm.
Yes, now she was pulled off the Today Show. She was the first female black co-anchor, and she was pulled from the air, and they replaced her with Megyn Kelly. But then Megyn Kelly actually ended up getting let go after making a racist comment. And so wasn't a good look for everything that happened with the Today Show. But now she's in a better space. She took 2 years away from television. She got married during that time. She had her first baby at age 48.
Thank you. Wow.
And her new talk show launches today. It's weekdays at 2 p.m. on CBS.
Don't bet against Tamron. I'm here to watch Tamron. I'm not digging Kelly.
Yeah,
and how you fire Megyn Kelly for making a racist comment? What do you expect Megyn Kelly to do?
Right. Well,
it's Megyn
that's
Kelly.
Why they brought her there. All right, Kawhi Leonard, we were talking about this earlier. His sister, Kamisha Monet Williams, has been arrested and charged in the robbery and murder of an elderly woman. Now, she and another woman, Candace Ty Townsell, are accused of following 84-year-old Afaf Anis Assad into a casino on August 31st. They're saying that they followed her in the casino bathroom, fractured her skull, stole her purse, which had $800 to $1,200 in it, and they did end up getting arrested because Assad did die from her injuries on September 4th. Now, Kawhi Leonard has not commented on her arrest, but according to online reports, he had cut his sister off before she allegedly turned to robbing people, and he refused to give her any financial support quite some time ago.
And Kawhi Leonard has no reason to comment on this report. This has nothing to do with him. This wouldn't even be a story if she wasn't Kawhi Leonard's sister.
Well, yeah, that's the main gist of the story, unfortunately.
It would just be another local news story somewhere.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Front Page News Next, what are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to be talking about the children of Stephon Clark. We'll tell you what they were awarded.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yes, morning, everybody. It's The Breakfast Club. I lost my voice, man.
Yeah, right.
Let's get right to Front Page News.
You sent me a voice note yesterday sounding fine.
No, I did not.
Now that the Giants lost, he can't talk.
Are you going to go through these scores?
No, you could do the scores. And who's watching football this year?
Everybody.
Yeah, you.
Well, looks like the Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants 35-17.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for my Dallas Cowboys, damn it.
I will say this. I will say that the Cowboys have a super team. Their team looks amazing. The best I've seen them look ever.
Well, no, since the 90s. You know
what
I'm
saying? Beat the Redskins 32-27.
Salute to DeSean Jackson, too. DeSean Jackson came back to Philly and balled out yesterday.
He definitely did.
All right, and with the Cardinals, they tied the Detroit Lions 27-27. That was a tough game. To watch.
That's whack. Tie in football. That just seems all the way whack.
The Chargers beat the Colts 30-24 in overtime. The Eagles, I told you that already. The Bills beat the New York Jets How the Jets looking this year? Because I know that's your second team.
Trash.
Jets don't look too good.
All right, now let's get into this. The children of Stephon Clark. Stephon Clark was in Sacramento. He was fatally shot and killed by the police in Sacramento in his grandmother's, his grandparents' backyard.
Right.
They were responding to a report that a man had broken car windows and was hiding in a backyard. They thought he was holding a gun, but instead he was carrying a cell phone. The officers were not charged with crimes, but now his children are going to get $2.4 million from the city. Most of the money will be placed into a trust for his boys, who are now 5 and 2 years old. They will be able to access that money tax-free over 3 years, starting when they turn 22.
Yeah, like it's just a price on black bodies, huh? Like that, none of that money ever seems like it's enough.
It doesn't matter at all.
Nope.
Not when your father's not here.
Right.
All right, McDonald's is now taking a stand, and they want to introduce their new spicy barbecue chicken sandwich.
Nah,
it's all
good.
The hype over everything that was going on with Popeyes. And
Ronald,
so now
good,
they have
bro.
Theirs. And they also have spicy barbecue chicken tenders.
Ronald, we good, my G.
They're trying to jump into that category, but nah.
Ronald,
so
relax.
Nah.
These will be available starting September 11th for a limited time. So because it's limited, you know they love doing this limited, you guys got to make sure you get out and get that if you want
to
try it.
Don't go chasing chicken sandwiches. Stick to the quarter pounders and the Big Macs that you used to.
But they have a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, they already do.
So what's the difference?
It's a barbecue, spicy barbecue one.
What y'all need to do, McDonald's, is double down on that filet of fish. Now, that filet of fish has been slapping for years, okay? While everybody else doing chicken, how about y'all double down on that fish and see if you can create a craze around that?
They got to fix that up a little bit, too.
All right, now let's talk about a Pennsylvania couple. They have blown through $120,000. That money was accidentally deposited in their bank account. So Robert Williams and his wife, Tiffany Williams, were in court because they spent 2.5 weeks doing things like they bought a camper, they bought an SUV, they paid some bills. So now they've been arraigned on charges for theft and receiving stolen property. And what happened was the bank realized their error, pulled that money out. That resulted in their account being overdrawn over $107,000. And they said they would construct a repayment agreement. They never did that. They just went ghost. And so they did also admit that they knew the money was not supposed to be in their account, but they spent it anyway.
I don't think that they should be going to jail, though.
They stole it, though.
No, they didn't steal it. They got deposited into their account by accident, and then they spent it. That's not stealing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Imagine you was on your knees praying for a blessing. Economically, you all messed up. Financially, you messed up. Then you just wake up one morning and it's dead. You'd be like, look at God.
Well, the problem is they agreed to repay the bank and then they went ghost.
Okay. So.
And they said that they knew that they were wrong and they knew it wasn't their money. So now you can't just disappear after you said you were going to repay the money.
Let it go to their credit. Let them be in debt. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
It'll mess up their credit report for years. But jail? No. They shouldn't be in jail.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. If you get how much was it?
$120,000.
$120,000 in your bank account. What are you doing? It's stealing.
It's not stealing.
Yes, it is.
How is it stealing?
Well, if you spend it, you know.
No, it's not.
You know it's not your money.
It's not your money. It's not your bread.
That's like if you find a check and you deposit a check in your account that's not yours, and you know it's not yours.
How could you deposit a check if your name ain't on it?
You can endorse it, sign their name, and then sign your name.
Oh, see, that's different. That's forgery. Now you know. That's
all right,
different.
That's like when money, like, you know, when a Brinks truck and money falls out the Brinks truck and it's blowing on the highway and you take it, that's against the law, too.
Okay, so what if I'm driving in the car, the money blows on my windshield, and I just keep driving, but when I get home, it's $700-$800 on my windshield. Am I supposed to take it and take it back to the brake truck?
You're supposed to take it to the police station.
Well, the problem is, you can do what you want, but when you get caught, there's repercussions.
I don't think that they did anything wrong. I think that it should go to their credit account, and it should be on their credit until they can pay it back. But other than that, no, it's not a crime.
And not for nothing, the brake truck, nobody's going to know it fell on your windshield, so your good money not going to get caught. But if they transfer the money in your account,
yeah, you know you're going to get caught. They know what account it went into.
There's no way around it.
Once again,
I mean, that's just silly. It's not like you just found it on the street.
What if I ask my pastor to pray for me?
Smart.
My pastor put that blessing on me in church on Sunday, and then Sunday evening, Monday morning, boom, $120,000. I did my tithes and offerings. How you going to tell me that ain't a blessing from God?
Well, ask their pastor to pray for you while you're in jail.
While you're in jail. All right. 800-585-1051. What would you do? Call us now.
And by the way, you don't know their situation. Like, what if it was a dire situation?
They bought an SUV and a camper, bro.
I'm just saying. What if they really needed an SUV and a camper?
We need $120,000. It's dire right now.
Well, let me ask you a question. Because y'all tune would change if, like, say that child needed a surgery or something. Oh, my and they God. Didn't have no insurance, right?
But that's not the case.
Yes, it would.
Exactly.
It would
So is it wrong?
Yes.
No, it can't be wrong based on what they spent the money on.
It's still wrong regardless. But I would feel more sympathy for them if their kid was dying of cancer or something like that and they needed the money for a surgery. Mm. But if they're going to ball out and buy an SUV and a camper...
If you agree to repay that money, you have to work out the repayment plan. You can't just disappear.
Yes, I'm cool with that, but I don't think they should be in jail.
All right, well, call us up right now. What would you do? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we was talking about this couple that got a lot of money in their bank account.
$120,000.
That's right. So tell the story. What happened?
So this couple from Pennsylvania, they ended up getting an accidental deposit of $120,000. That money was not theirs, and they spent it all, and now they are facing criminal charges. And that's because the bank did contact them. They took the money back out. They're $107,000 overdrawn. The couple went and bought things like a camper, SUV, paid some bills. And they agreed to work out a repayment plan, but then they went ghost and never did work out that payment plan. So now they're being charged.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand, it was an accident. You know, they put the money in that account by accident. It's not your money. And if you have that money, they want it back.
Yeah, but
they're
going to
find out.
Yeah, but I don't think that they should be in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, put it towards their credit. Let them be in debt. Let them owe. But jail time, nah. You know what this feels like? This feels like in Chicago when they used to do the bait trucks, when they used to have the sneakers full of sneakers. And put them in the hood. What you expect these kids to do?
The problem is this, though. They're not really going to jail for accidentally spending money. It's for not working out the payment plan they agreed on.
Of course you can't work out a payment plan. They ain't never had the money to begin with.
Yeah,
that's the real issue, though. You can't just not do anything. Return the camper, return the SUV, start working on it.
I'm not mad at that, but they shouldn't be in jail.
But they spent the money. They can't pay it back. I mean, what are they going to do?
What do you think the average American would do? You've been praying for a blessing.
I'll tell you what I would do.
But you rich. You've been praying for a blessing
all,
and that money
rich
falls
not,
into your account.
Rich or not, even when I was still... And I'm not rich because I was in San Tropez and I was around people who were rich for real and realized how broke I was. But what I would do is let that money sit there for at least a while, like maybe a year, and not touch it just in case.
So you wouldn't
and
report
And then
it.
After, no, I wouldn't report it.
That don't even sound right. See, she's just as guilty as the person that's spending the money.
If they're like, okay,
no, if you want to do the right thing, you report
anything,
it, right?
Nobody says anything. I'm just not trying to go to jail.
No, yeah, that's contradictory. See,
I don't know where it came from.
So report it. Tell the bank.
I don't know
you
if I would do that.
You just your whole argument.
I'm just keeping it real. I'm just saying I know I'm going to go to jail, so I'm not going to spend the money.
Why would you
but
go to jail?
Because it's illegal.
Not if you call the bank and say, hey, somebody just put $120,000 in my account, and I don't know how I got there.
And that way, if they're like, this was a mistake, we're going to take the money back out. At least it's there to take it. But if after a year, nothing happens, it's laying low, I might start spending a little bit.
Max.
Yo, what up, Charlamagne?
What's up, Max? How are you?
Voice, Charlamagne's voice. Max.
I'm good. How y'all doing, Envy? How you doing, Angela?
What up?
Now, this happened to you, Max?
Yo, this happened to me. And don't laugh. I'm from Florida, so you know how I go down here. But
all right.
Anyhow, this actually happened to me. A couple years ago, a bank teller got my account number mixed up by one digit and deposited like $120,000 into my account. And so when I just, of course, I'm working, so I'm poor. I'm like, damn, wow, this is a lot of money. And so I was afraid to bother the money, but I told this dude about the money. You know how y'all dudes are. He was like, well, hell, we didn't do nothing. He started transferring the money out of my account into his account.
No.
Right? And so the teller told him, hey, we know we made a mistake on y'all account. You need to get me back the money. And so pretty much he done bought jet skis.
Oh boy.
Oh my God. With your money.
I'm like,
that's not your money.
I didn't even really touch the money. But anyhow, we wound up getting charged with like scheme to defraud and grand theft. And the thing is that we didn't do anything to initiate the mistake.
Word up. How can you get charged with grand theft?
City. Yeah, and it's like they made it like we actually ran up in the bank and stole it and we didn't.
Yeah, that's crazy. You shouldn't be charged with them grand theft.
So, like, what do you think should happen?
Well, you know, because morally I know that I was wrong and it wasn't my money. I get that part, but I don't feel like they should have charged me with a crime.
I don't think so either.
But so, if you gave all the money back, would they have charged you with a crime?
Nah, but you know, by then the money was already.
Yeah, if you paid, you know?
That's the problem.
If you pay the money back, they're not going
to
charge you.
They were able to get back at least $100,000 or more. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like they made a big loss, but that money's insured already. Why are they still coming after me?
You said it's insured already.
That is true.
They knew where it went.
Right.
But you know that they could trace you.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, what happens to the teller that accidentally puts the money in the account? Are they not an accessory?
I don't know.
I don't know about
Shouldn't
that.
Shouldn't they be considered an accessory? You're not supposed to make those kind of mistakes.
They might have got fired. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is David.
David, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Now, what would you do, David? Or this happened to you before?
Yeah, this actually happened to me when I was 17.
This happens to a lot of people.
I was like, Charlamagne said, hey, I was asking for that financial blessing, and it came to me. I had $5 in my account, and I just went there, and I just tried it and then took out $20, and $20 just came out when I only had $5 in my account. So then I ended up doing it over and over again. Before I know it, I had took out almost over $15,000. Mm. And the bank ended up catching me later on down the road, and I ended up having to pay it back.
Yeah, but you probably had mad overdraft fees too, though.
I mean, every time I checked my account, it still said I had that $5 still up in there.
That's funny.
So I just kept withdrawing. It just kept taking the money.
Did they charge you with anything?
They were going to, but because of the fact my dad got me lawyered up and he said that it was their, you know, it wasn't my fault. It was on the bank's side, you know. They end up not charging me with anything long as I had paid the money back, every penny of it.
And that's the key. As long as you pay the money back, they're not going to charge you.
As long as I paid it back, they wouldn't charge me.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Yep.
All right, 800-585-1051. What would you do if the bank put $120,000 in your account? Would you give it back? Would you keep it? Would you spend it? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Yes, I lost my voice. My car show was over the weekend. Close to 10,000 people there.
And you talked to all of them, and now your voice is gone.
I must have talked to so many people, took so many pictures. I'm so grateful for everybody that came out. You know, it was so many kids there because kids 5 and under were free. I mean, we just had an amazing time. Thank you, everybody that came out over the weekend to the car show. We had such a great time.
I'm glad you had a successful car show, but you a lying-ass Negro, because you sent me a voice note yesterday talking about the goddamn Cowboys and how we was busting y'all ass. Now, all of a sudden, you can't talk.
I did not.
F out of here. Well,
let me see if I can say this clear. F*** those Cowboys. Did I say it clear?
Hey, don't threaten nobody with a good time. Plenty of that. They made a whole movie about Cowboys. All right. Called Brokeback Mountain, in case you've never seen it.
All right, Yee. Well, now, what are we talking about, Yee?
We're talking about a couple in Pennsylvania. $120,000 were deposited into their account by accident, and they spent all of it. And now their account is overdrawn $107,000 once the bank realized their error, and now they're being charged because they agreed to work out a payment plan, and they just went ghost.
So we're asking, what would you do if you were in that situation? Would you give the money back? Would you spend it? 800-585-1051.
What if you could flip it real quick?
I thought about that. I thought about flipping it and then just putting it back, using their money to make money.
Either way, that's still, listen.
It is stealing.
Yeah, it's still, according to y'all logic, it's still stealing.
It is.
You
it's
still pay illegal.
It definitely is. I think I might even just take it out one account and just hold it and just see what happens.
I'd probably leave it there. I wouldn't take it out.
I don't think it's stealing at all. I don't think that they should be going to jail. I don't think they should be charged with a crime. Now, if they want to, you know, charge them with the debt and put it on their credit, cool. But other than that, no, it's not a problem.
Hello, who's this?
It's the bank's fault.
Hey, this is Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, what would you do, Kurt?
Well, first of all, let me start off by saying good morning to the Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
But first of all, I agree with Charlamagne. Yeah, I'm keeping that money. That money's staying with me.
You think you're keeping it?
If you put some money into my account, that's my account, my money. You can't identify whose money you put into my account. That money stays with me. I'm spending it right away. ASAP.
Have you ever sent money to the wrong person by accident?
Nope.
You know, that's happened up here. Oh, actually happened to Envy once.
Let them find out. Let somebody else pay for it. Let the employee who put it in there pay for it.
Okay.
Y'all are ruthless.
Right?
I see. All right, brother.
It is the bank's fault, though. The bank don't get no responsibility for none of this?
Nope. Hello, who's this?
This is Omar calling from Brooklyn, man.
Omar, are you from Brooklyn? I know what you would do.
Yeah. Oh, you already know. Listen, Charlamagne, you're right. 1,000%.
Oh, my God.
It's 120,000% correct. Because if I wake up, I'm thinking, God, it's a blessing. It hit my account. I'm going to wake up like, boost. I'm going to take that. Why not? Why would I not use that? What we need to be doing is pointing fingers at the bank.
Yes.
My gosh.
They need to have the fingers pointed at that. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're absolutely right. Imagine you went in for surgery and the surgeon put something wrong inside of you. You know what I'm saying? Who's responsible? The goddamn surgeon.
Put something wrong inside of you.
You know what you wake up, you thank God and say, boost. Just like that.
Boost. Omar, what would you buy with that money,
I think
Omar?
Boost makes the prayer null and void.
Hey, boost is the right term. You know what I'm doing?
Boosting.
I'm going to make sure I clear all my debt. Any debt I got, I'm going to go buy a car. I'm going to put a down payment on a house or something like that. You know, you got to spend it nicely. And then that's it. What happens if you send a birthday present to the wrong place? Your present's gone. It's over.
Goodbye,
what?
Omar.
A birthday present.
This is very true, yo.
Keith.
I don't know what the problem is.
Hey, what's going on?
Keith, what would you do?
I would spend it.
And you deserve to spend it.
Great, so Keith. Now what you going to do when the bank calls you and wants their money back?
I'm going to tell them it's their fault. They messed up. I didn't mess up. That's on them. They got to fix that. I don't got to fix that.
They got to fix it. They trying to fix it.
God bless me.
Great, Keith.
Hey,
how could you tell me that's not God? Imagine if I'm sitting around and, like, I'm hurting, I'm down bad, and I'm praying. I went to church that Sunday, gave my tithes and offerings, and then, boom, $120,000? Come on, man.
Exactly. Charlamagne, I'm from Bad, South Carolina. Seth, so you already know. $120,000.
You already know.
I'm going.
Oh, man, you living like a king. $120,000 in South Carolina?
My God.
Did it come get you?
Thank you, Keith. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is mistakes have the power to turn you into something better than you were before. So all you tellers that make that kind of mistake, you'll be a better teller. As a matter of fact, you might get fired and find a new job, okay? And be better than you were before.
All right, Yee, we got rumors on the way.
Well, yes, let's talk about Jay-Z and Roc Nation under fire yet again. And this is all for a charitable donation.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, we are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Back to the work week Monday. I want to shout to everybody again that came out to the car show. 10,000 people in attendance. So many people. I met so many families. I had a great, great time. Let me shout out to Fabulous, Currency, Fat Joe, Angela Simmons, Dr. Oz, Flip De Niro, Fat Boy, SSE. They all came through to show love and support. I didn't even know any of them were coming. So I just want to say thank you so much. Shout out to the sponsors, 1-800-CAR-CASH, Sephora, Fashion Nova, No Limit Auto Body, The Credit Dude, MG The Mortgage Guy. What up, Matt? Coach Jesse, Dr. Amsu, Dr. Uman. Drink Fresh Juice. Thank you, Yee, for stopping through and giving samples and giving juices. Shout out to Top Pop. There was so many people there. I just want to say thank you, everybody, for coming, for retweeting it, for posting it on their page. Had such an amazing time. When I started this last year, all I wanted was 1,000 people at the show. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had about 4,000. This year, we had 10,000. So shout out to Lincoln Tech. Lincoln Tech, you came through in the clutch. You believed. I appreciate you. Shout out to Tina. Shout out to iHeartRadio, Power 105, everybody from Festo to Steve to Paul, Sage. Thank you guys so much, man. And we also gave away $5,000 to the I Will Graduate Foundation,
nice.
Which helped kids go to school and help them with options, whether it's college, whether it's a school like Lincoln Tech. So we also try to give back to the kids and back to the community. So had an amazing time. Shout out to everybody that came.
Right. And, you know, we're always doing things up here for the community. Mm-hmm. And right now we have something for you. We are going to give you a chance to win one of 10 trips to New York City for Powerhouse NYC. That is round trip airfare for two people, two nights hotel accommodations. You get suite tickets and you get to meet us, the Breakfast Club. It's going down at Prudential Center. It all happens October 26th. That's going to be the Migos, Meek Mill, Lil Baby, A Boogie, Da Baby, Davido, Megan Thee Stallion, Sweetie, Polo G, Lil TJ, and more. So make sure you listen for the keyword. You text that keyword to 37911 and you'll be entered for the chance to meet us, the Breakfast Club, live at Powerhouse NYC. It's all presented by our friends at AT&T.
All right. Now, also over the weekend, well, last week, you were in Saint-Tropez.
Yes, I actually went out to France. I was in Saint-Tropez. And then after all the festivities for Magic Johnson and Cookie Johnson's 60th, they were celebrating out there. I headed out to Cannes, and then I went to Monaco. Monaco was amazing. I never get to do things like this, so it was pretty exciting. So I want to thank them for all the hospitality. When I tell you that was like the most ridiculous party I've ever been to. It was 3 days of nonstop activities, but they rented out all of Nikki Beach, and it was for everything was just free. It was a very guest, like the guest list was crazy. You couldn't just come in and show up. None of that was happening.
The elite.
Yeah, so I was just happy to be there. Shout out to my girl Ingrid. It was actually also her birthday, so I was out there with her and my girl Candace.
Yeah, Queen Gayle King sent me a picture of y'all looking a hot, sweaty mess.
It was.
Like y'all was having a
Let me tell you what they did, though. On the last night of the party, they rented out a citadel, right?
What's a citadel?
It's like a castle.
Okay.
And they
had... I was trying to say citadel, like we know what that is. I didn't know what that was, but you rented out a castle.
They had a concert. Let me tell you something. First of all, I met Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
My mother loves Chaka Khan. And Mike Kaiser was with me, and he was definitely trying to push up on Chaka Khan. She wasn't paying him no mind.
Now, when Kaiser's around those ball players, does he try to pretend to be John Sally, or do they know him
as
Kaiser?
They know he's not John Sally.
Oh, okay.
He did, he was very excited. He got to meet Pat Riley, so he was excited about that. I was like his personal photographer. He kept saying, I'm going to go over and talk to this person, and then I want you to snap a photo. I was I feel so corny.
Kaiser out there getting fake candid.
Wow.
Kaiser, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Guys.
You've been in this business way too long to be trying to sneak fake candid to people.
And Mike Kaiser is the president of Atlantic Records.
Shout out
to Mike Kaiser.
You should be
but
ashamed of yourself.
When I tell you, it was like a surprise concert. They didn't want anybody to know who was performing. So it was Earth, Wind, and Fire perform. You know how crazy that is to just randomly, and it's like a small group of people. So you're just there, like hanging out with Earth, Wind, and Fire, with Chaka Khan and Sheryl Lynn.
Explain to the people who Earth, Wind, and Fire. Explain it to our 18-year-old.
I mean, look, they're 60 years old. This is the people.
I know who they are. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Name a song.
Eddie LaVert was performing.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember when it first starts? September. That's in every movie.
Okay. Not every movie, but...
I mean, it's in a lot of movies. People know that song.
Tell them Eddie LaVert song.
The reasons that... And, you know, Charlie Wilson performed.
Tell them a Charlie Wilson song.
It was fun. And Dougie Fresh was... I mean, look.
All these concerts sound like they were at 6 o'clock. The late show started at 6 because people got to get in bed by
Everything
9.
Was a I'm long mad. Night.
All right.
But I do want to thank them.
A lot of CBD oil was going around this.
I do want to thank them for their hospitality, though, because it was great just to be out there and see all these people. Angela Bassett was there dancing with her husband all night.
Okay.
Just everybody's just there. Everybody was just chilling, relaxed.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
J-Lo and A-Rod were there.
We got rumors on the way. Did she perform?
No, she didn't perform.
I was asking.
She was just having a good time.
All right. Well, we can.
She's too young to perform at something like that. She's 50.
All right. Now, let's talk about Ava DuVernay, what she has to say about the woman who... It's cutting off the dreadlocks of kids, and Roc Nation actually donated money to this charity that she has in Chicago. We'll give you both sides.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. Yes, I lost my voice this weekend. It was a crazy week in the car show. My son's football game.
Giants getting their ass busted. You probably yelling at the screen as my Dallas Cowboys washed them.
I didn't even know they had a game.
Yeah, of course you didn't.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Roc Nation.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Breakfast Club. So listen up.
But as you know, Jay-Z's been working with the NFL, and Roc Nation's been working with the NFL. And one thing that they did was donate money to some organizations in Chicago. Now, one of those organizations is called Crushers Club. They got a $200,000 donation from Roc Nation. But now people are pulling up certain things about them. Some of them are old tweets where they were using the phrase, "All Lives Matter," and also asking President Donald Trump for help with gang violence in the city. They have since deleted those tweets. But the woman, Sally Hazelgrove from Crushers Club, also had a video where she was cutting a young man's locks off. Now, people had issues with that because she was cutting his locks off to help him, I guess, find a job. She wrote on Twitter, "And another crusher let me cut his dreads off. It's symbolic of change and their desire for a better life." Well, people had some backlash against that and against that charity that's being supported by Roc Nation and the NFL. In response, the young man, Kobe Richardson, had this to say.
"Hey, Ava, maybe you probably got everything as a big misunderstanding, because y'all both stand up for y'all community and what y'all believe in, as I see. And Sally does the same. And I think y'all probably should get to meet each other. You probably love each other if you get to sit down and have a talk, because both of y'all standing up for what's right. And that's the black lives and everybody lives matter. Everyone, actually, everyone. Not just black. Everyone matters."
So that was in response to the All Lives Matter tweet, and also to Ava DuVernay, who had posted a picture of herself with her locks and said, "Let's replace those images of a Trump supporter gleefully cutting a young black man's locks to give him a better life with the beauty and majesty of life with locks. If you adorn yourself with natural locks, share your pictures with the hashtag, #LockLife." And she started that whole hashtag as well. Now, here is Kobe defending Sally some more.
"Yes, around the time I was involved in heavily gang-banging activity, and I wanted a fresh start and a new change. So around the time I wanted to cut my hair, and I came to Miss Sally because it was a hairstylist around, and I didn't have no money to get it cut from a barber. So I actually asked her because she helped me get my hair cut."
What do you think about this controversy surrounding Sally's tweet?
"They just on the outside looking in.
Where do you think your life would be if it wasn't for Sally?
I know that I'd be dead or in jail.
I don't agree with those images, because I never agree with anyone who says the cutting of hair will make you a better human being.
Right.
Like, especially those, not locks, when we've been having so many issues with people stereotyping us and discriminating against us. They even had to have a law that said that you should not be discriminated against because of your hairstyle and having locks.
Well, I just think it's a level of respectability politics I never subscribed to, because back in the day when I had a big-ass afro and would get my hair braided like Wu-Tang Clan members, when I started getting in trouble, my pops made me cut my hair as if that was going to magically change my behavior. And it didn't. So I don't agree with that picture. But I need to know, what's the good work the Crusher Club has done? Because I see a bunch of young black men, including the man getting his hair cut, Kobe, in that pic saying the organization changed his life. So if y'all going to discredit an organization based off one picture where they got it wrong, then don't none of us stand a chance, because there's none of us throughout the history of life who has gotten it right all the time.
Right?
Like, we all got blind spots, and this was clearly a blind spot for the Crusher Club. But does this discredit the good they've done and disqualify them from receiving aid?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when you, put yourself on a platform like that, people are allowed to question you and hold you accountable for things that you have said and done. There's nothing wrong with
that. This is a reach. Because she's a white woman, she's going to have cultural blind spots. She doesn't understand why All Lives Matter discredits Black Lives Matter. And even asking Trump for help. He's the president. Do you remember a few weeks ago when Trump came at Elijah Cummings in Baltimore and said Baltimore was terrible? Elijah said, if you think it's so bad, send some help. That's what federal aid is for. He is the president.
Well, this organization does a lot of good for our community, correct?
That's what I'm going to be honest.
I don't know.
Exactly.
According to Kobe, he says that they've helped him a lot.
Everybody digging up what's wrong, because they hate Jay-Z and Roc Nation and the NFL partnership.
I don't think people
partnership.
Hate Jay-Z.
What is the right that this organization
Now, they
has
hate
done?
That partnership, but the thing is if this organization is doing good for our community and helping our community, there's no organization, I can guarantee there's no organization that's 100% correct in everything that they do.
If you dig around, you can find something. I just want to know if y'all going to do this every single time they donate money to an organization.
I mean, there were other organizations that they donated to, not just that one.
Yes.
So that was the only one that I saw come under fire.
And I don't know if they deserve to be under fire for cultural blind spots. I really don't.
Now, it's like, foul if she asked him to cut his dreads because she said if you cut your dreads, you'll be a respectable or a proper individual.
I don't agree with that. That.
If she said that, that's
foul. I do think
foul.
That picture was definitely something that we've been trying to fight against.
Now, if the case is what the young man said, that he wanted to get a haircut, I mean, I don't know why you just don't give him $20 to get a haircut.
That picture up.
But, you know what I mean? If that was the case, he wanted to get a haircut, and he was like, look, I want to cut my dreads. I want to start new. Can you cut them for me? I don't have a problem with that if that's what he really wanted. But what's the problem with that?
Yeah, I don't agree with the image I don't agree with the optics of it, and I don't agree with people saying, you know, cut your hair and it'll change your behavior. That is not the case. Trust mm-hmm. me. It did not work for me. Mm-hmm. I was out of control with an afro and a fade.
You're still out of control now with a boy.
Shut up. Nobody asked. All right. And asking Trump for help, he's the goddamn president. Yes, send some federal aid. If he thinks things are so bad, stop running your mouth all the time about what's wrong and go try to fix it. You are the president.
Well, who are you giving your donkey to this morning, bro?
A young man who tried to fix something, but he tried to fix it after breaking it because he wanted some overtime. But we'll talk about it.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, September 10th goes to an American Airlines mechanic named Abdul Mahid Maruf Ahmed Alani. Okay, he's got way too much going on with his name.
A lot of names.
Yeah, how your one name sound like five different people? Okay, five first names, and all five of those people sound like they would be racially profiled at an airport. Now, I don't know if this man is a Florida citizen, but I know this story happened in Florida because it happened on an American Airlines flight that was scheduled to go from Miami to Nassau. So, Florida, you got to get the credit for this crazy. All right, what did your Uncle Sharla always say about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and this story is no exception now. I don't know about y'all, but when I'm on a plane, I never take it for granted. All right, it's never lost on me that I am in a seat in the sky. All right, before we take off, I pray for the pilot. I pray for the flight attendants. I pray for all the passengers on the plane because contrary to popular belief, being in the air in a seat in the sky is not normal. But it's also, for me, still one of the most anxiety-inducing experiences ever. When I get on the plane, after I pray, I try to go to sleep because if I'm asleep, I'm not up thinking about everything that could go wrong. Well, today, another layer of anxiety has been placed on top of all the anxiety I already have because this man with five first names has given us yet another reason to be anxious when we get on a plane. See, Abdul has been charged with willfully damaging, destroying, or disabling an aircraft. I know what you're thinking. You hear his name and you think it was an act of terrorism. Had to be, right? Well, actually, it wasn't. Abdul had a perfectly good reason for sabotaging the plane. Well, a perfectly good selfish reason, but a reason nonetheless. Let's go to the Today Show for the report, please.
Abdul Mahid Maruf Ahmed Alani is a 31-year veteran of American Airlines with no reported history of any trouble. But on Thursday, the airline mechanic was charged with damaging, destroying, or disabling an aircraft by tampering with the Air Data Module, or ADM, which reports critical flight data to pilots. According to court documents, Alani said his intention was not to cause harm to the aircraft or its passengers. Instead, Alani told law enforcement that he was upset over a long simmering dispute between the airline and the mechanics union and that this dispute had affected him financially. He said he tampered with the plane in order to cause a delay or have the flight canceled in anticipation of obtaining overtime work.
The brother just wanted some overtime. The brother just wanted more money. And his motive came from the stalled contract dispute between union workers and American Airlines. I don't know what the hell is going on, but pay those people, okay? All we want as passengers on these flights is safety. Nothing more, nothing less. Those mechanics play a huge role in that. So pay those people. What's the issue? But Abdul, you can't say your intention was not to cause harm to the aircraft or its passengers when what you did could possibly cause harm to the aircraft or its passengers. I don't know about y'all, but when they said there's mechanical problems with the plane and, you know, they ask us to get off because there's mechanical problems or the flight is stalled because of mechanical problems, how often do you try to get another flight when you hear that? Y'all don't?
Yeah.
When I hear mechanical problems?
Yes.
I don't.
I mean,
if there's mechanical problems, they usually bring in another plane anyway.
Nah, they usually fix it. They say we got to fix it one time.
And that's the thing. If they say they can fix it, would you just get back on? Would you just trust that?
Yeah.
I probably would if I got some place to be.
Yeah, I never trust that. When they take us off a flight over a mechanical issue, hey, bring me another plane, bro. Okay? I have nothing else to say about this because some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Abdul with four of the first names, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Now let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, we just reported a story about the agency, the lady that cut the young man's dreads. You want to bring that story back up so people know where we're coming from here?
Yes, this was an organization that Roc Nation was donating to. This is all part of Jay-Z and Roc Nation's partnership with the NFL. And people have an issue with this one organization because there's a picture of her cutting off the dreads of a young boy named Kobe and saying that she's helping him get a fresh start. Now, Ava DuVernay posted a picture of herself with her locks and encouraged other people to do the same. She said, let's replace these images of a Trump supporter gleefully cutting a young black man's locks to give him a better life with the beauty and majesty of life with locks. If you adorn yourself with natural locks, share your pictures with the hashtag LockLife. And Kobe himself, though, on the other side of things, said that the woman, Sally, has changed his life with her organization and that it was his choice to cut off his hair.
How is she a Trump supporter?
Because she's tweeting Donald Trump several different times, asking him for help, asking for a curfew in Chicago.
He's the president, saying
that they need a curfew. You also have local government that can do things, though, not just the president.
Yes, but once again, when Donald Trump tweeted out how bad he thinks Baltimore is a few weeks ago, and he was tweeting at Elijah Cummings, Elijah McCummings told him, if you think it's so bad, send some help. He's the president. Send federal aid.
I don't know if I would turn to Donald Trump and think he would help Chicago.
But he's the president.
Why hasn't he done something?
That's the point. Okay, stop complaining. If you're the president, stop complaining about how bad things are and send some federal aid.
All right, guys. 800-585-1051. We're asking, what's your thoughts on the woman cutting the young man's dreads, cutting his locks? What do you think? 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
That's right. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about what organization is that, Ye?
It's called Crushers Club.
Now, explain to the people what happened over the weekend with them and Jay-Z giving them money and how people are attacking them now.
Well, you know, Roc Nation has this deal with the NFL. They have a collaboration that they're doing where he's going to be giving away money to different organizations on behalf of the NFL. And one of those organizations that got some money from Chicago over the weekend is Crushers Club. And they're bringing up all these old tweets from the women who runs it, Sally Hazel Grove. She's the founder of Crushers Club. She's a white woman. And there's a picture of her cutting the dreadlocks of a black teenager who's part of her program. She said, "Another crusher let me cut his dreads off. It's symbolic of change and the desire for a better life." There were also some other tweets that were posted where she's asking for a curfew while we address our current crisis of gun violence, and where she's posting a picture of young people who are eager to pursue a police career. She said, "Our junior Chicago Police Department, they can't wait to arrest someone." And some people feel like she's a little culturally clueless, and they're calling into question certain things that she has done in her organization. She has since apologized.
All right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts on the woman who cut the man's locks? What do you think about it? Myself, I think it's foul if she cut that man's locks just because she thinks that if she cuts his dreads, it'll change his life.
Now, context matters. He wanted them cut.
If he really wanted it cut and that's what he said, then I don't have a problem with that. If he wants his dreads cut, he wanted his dreads cut. I don't have a problem with that.
But you could do it and not post it.
Yeah,
the way that I think that post was. You know, there's just so many issues with people being with people being discriminated against because of their hairstyles. So much so that in California they had to pass a law where you cannot be discriminated against your hair because of your hair. So I think things like that really does matter, especially in our community. So it is a little clueless to post that and be like, "Now he's
All I see is a white woman with a lot of cultural blind spots. But I need to ask one simple question.
What's that?
Does this discredit all the good that she's done with this organization, and does it disqualify them from receiving aid from Impact Change? Because that's what I want to know. Like, what's the good work the Crusher Club has done? Because I see a bunch of young black men, including the man Kobe, getting his hair cut in that pic, saying the organization changed his life. So if y'all gonna discredit an organization based off one picture, boy, we are really, 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 really in a bad
place. I think it was more than one picture, though. It was the tweets and the All Lives Matter.
What are the tweets? Listen, Yee, once again, she's a white woman, right? So she has cultural blind spots. When she says All Lives Matter, she really means that. She's like, "Oh, All Lives Matter," because everybody's life matters. Because that was in the context of Philando Castile getting shot, Alton Sterling getting shot, and those cops in Dallas getting shot. So in her mind, she's like, nobody should be getting shot. Nobody should be having violence. Somebody just needs to explain to her why All Lives Matter discredits Black Lives Matter. She's got a cultural blind spot. But once again, does that discredit all the work she's done in that community?
Right. Yeah. Let's go.
I just think it's hard to have cultural blind spots when you're supposed to be helping in these communities. You have to actually be more aware.
You don't think we work for an organization that has cultural blind spots?
Working in the community?
No. I said, don't think we work for an organization that has cultural blind spots? But should we be held accountable for the cultural blind spots that may happen in this company?
I'm confused how those two things relate
to
each
other.
She's doing community service for black people in Chicago. That's the point of the
club. She's an old white woman.
But you also don't want to hurt those communities that you're supposed to be helping by helping promote those stereotypes.
I'll be honest with you. If she cut that young man's dreads because he wanted his dreads cut, then I don't have a problem with that. I don't understand why she didn't send him to the barbershop, but if she cut it, then that's not a problem. But if she cut it because she feels like you cut those dreads off and it changes your life, then that's a problem.
I don't agree with those images because I never agree with anyone who says the cutting the hair will make you a better human being. But once again, nobody wants to answer the question. Does that disqualify her from receiving aid, and does it discredit the good she's done in that community?
Well, it didn't disqualify her. She got it.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines.
So why are people complaining then, you?
We have Mike on the line. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. What's your thoughts, bro?
Hey, listen, my thoughts are that if a young man wants to get, his locks cut and he's good with it, that's his personal business. I'm really not concerned about that. I'm more interested in I agree with Angela in that the subsequent tweets and attachment to, you know, this to lock to some type of stereotype. You know, that's the problem.
Right.
And if Roc Nation is supporting any organization that subscribes to that. I think, yeah, you are kind of perpetuating that.
And you are allowed to question things. It's $200,000. If it's out there publicly, it's out there publicly for you to do your own research and have your own opinion.
I'm questioning it now, but nobody wants to answer the question. Does that disqualify her from receiving aid and discredit all the good that she's done because she has some cultural blind spots?
All right, well, let's keep talking about it. 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts about this woman cutting a man's dreads and the whole organization? What are your thoughts? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
That's right. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, now, Yee, give them an update of what we're talking about, please.
We're talking about a woman, Sally Hasgrove. She has an organization in Chicago called Crushes Club, and she has apologized for pictures of her cutting off two young black men's hair. She said in a statement, out of 500 youth going through our doors, I cut two young men's hair because they asked me to when we were a family structure. And so I did it and didn't really think about it after that. I tweeted about it without much thought. It's hair. But I regret it now, and I promise you I will not be doing that again if asked.
Yeah, why would Sally know the history of dreadlocks?
Now, she also had to apologize for using the phrase "All Lives Matter," and has deleted those tweets. She said, "I said that not to take away from Black Lives Matter, but to be inclusive of everyone. I never meant to belittle or disrespect anyone. I will be more sensitive of what I say moving forward. I truly have love for everyone of all races, religions, and preferences, and hate does not live in me."
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Phil in Dayton.
Hey, Phil, what's your thoughts, bro?
I don't know, man. When I listen back, I think back to what you said. If the young man said that she cut his hair with his consent, right? Then yep. I don't understand what the big issue is. Here we go back looking later on just to find something to be mad at.
Okay, listen.
So she cut his hair and he had locks. But if he said he wanted it done, what are we mad about?
Because they're mad at Roc Nation and Jay-Z's partnership with the NFL. So
I don't think they're mad about her cutting his locks. I think it's just the way she positioned it and saying that now he can go off and have a better life. As if, you know, dreadlocks shouldn't be an impediment to you being able to get a job and have a great life. Now, if you said, I just feel like cutting my hair, that's fine. But she positioned it like now.
I could see if he was a bum now, right? Like, if he was a bum and she just left him out there. But if he agreed to it, he said, yeah. Like, people cut their hair all the time. Do something different with their hair. Like, I need to make a change. If that's something that he felt was cool with it, so now you want to be mad at Jay, so we got to find something to be pissed about.
Yeah,
we got to find something to go back, you know, and be upset with.
Yeah, I don't mind people cutting their hair to make a change. I just don't like when people act like, you know, just because you cut your hair, you're going to be a better human being. Like, that's personal to me because my daddy made me do the same thing when I was young. When I had a big-ass afro and get my hair braided like members of Wu-Tang and I started to get in trouble, he's like, I'm going to make you cut your hair, as if that was going to magically change my behavior.
It just perpetuates the stereotype that if you have a certain type of hairstyle that is, you know, like dreadlocks, that means that you're not a good person or you shouldn't have a job.
Lisa,
and people have been discriminated against for those reasons.
Hold on, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I was saying people have been discriminated against because of their hair.
Okay. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's your comment?
So, if this organization is helping the community, I don't see what the problem is. I mean, I'm a white woman. I live in the hood. We don't have enough community outreach programs at all. You know, occasionally a barbershop will do free haircuts for kids for school. And churches, you know, they do barbecues and back-to-school giveaways and things. But we don't have enough help from our actual community or government, actually, to, you know. So why put such a bad stigma on something that is just trying to help?
That's my question. We all have blind spots, and clearly she has some cultural blind spots. But I want to know what good has the Crusher Club done? And does this discredit all the good they've done and disqualify them from receiving aid? Like, nah.
I don't believe so.
They got $200,000, so.
Yes, right.
They're not disqualified.
Thank you, Mama. So what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is y'all gotta stop letting social media think for you. Like, and once again, nobody has told me what good has this organization done. She's a white woman.
She herself said 500 kids have passed through the doors.
And that's great.
Help them.
Yeah, she's a white woman. She's going to have cultural blind spots. She doesn't understand why All Lives Matter discredits Black Lives Matter. And even asking Trump for help, you damn right, he's the president. Okay? And a couple weeks ago when Trump came at Elijah Cummings told him the same thing. If you think Baltimore's so bad, send some help. That's what federal aid is for. So Once again, I'm going to ask one simple question. Does this discredit all the good that this organization has done and disqualify them from receiving it? Because if it does, boy, we in for some trouble. Because I can't think of nobody who's gotten it right all the time.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about, since we're discussing Chicago, Kanye did Sunday service in Chicago over the weekend.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations to Chance the Rapper and Kirsten Bennett. They have welcomed their second child, a girl, over the weekend. She wrote on her Instagram page and shared the news. And congratulations. She said, our sweet baby girl, Marley, is here. All right. In addition to that, Kanye West was in Chicago over the weekend, and he did Sunday service there. I know you guys, I'm sure, saw all of the social media hoopla around it, and it was actually free tickets. So all you had to do was go online and try to get a ticket. I'm sure they went in like 5 minutes. And then you were able to go to Sunday service. So shout out to Kanye, who was in his hometown doing Sunday service.
Okay.
And he was telling security not to, you know, help him out. He just wanted to be amongst the people.
They I saw him say, this is my city.
Mm-hmm, he said it's his city. All right. He also bought a $14 million ranch in Wyoming, apparently. It's a 9,000-acre lot. It also has a restaurant, two lakes, a meeting area, event center, horses, stables, and 8 lodging units. And there you go. So that's another purchase he's made. I guess he really loves Wyoming after having done his album there. And remember that listening session that he had out there?
Wyoming is very peaceful. Well, at least that part. Was it Jackson Hole or whatever it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Jackson something.
That he bought this ranch peaceful. In Cody, Wyoming. It's called the Monster Lake Ranch.
I got a friend that just went to Wyoming. He said he went there to go watch the bisons.
Oh, yeah. And you can eat bison out there, too.
All right. Now, Donald Trump is going at John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. He went on social media and said, when all of the people pushing so hard for criminal justice reform were unable to come even close to getting it done, they came to me as a group and asked for my help. I got it done with a group of senators and others who would have never gone for it. Obama couldn't come close. A man named Van Jones and many others were profusely grateful at that time. I signed it into law. No one else did. And Republicans deserve much credit. But now that it's passed, people that had virtually nothing to do with it are taking the praise. Guys like boring musician John Legend and his filthy-mouthed wife are talking now about how great it is, but I didn't see them around when we needed help getting it passed. So he goes on to talk about that. Now, Chrissy responded and said, LOL, what a... I can't even say what she said because it's very foul-mouthed.
Mm-hmm.
But she called him a something-something bitch, and she said he tagged everyone but me. An honor, Mr. President. And then she said, Luna, that's her daughter, remember the night before your first day of school when mommy was making your sign and the bleep, bleep, bitch president had his 9th meltdown of the day? She said the absolute best part of his tweet is, I literally didn't speak in the special, nor was I mentioned. I'm cackling at the pointless addition of me because he cannot not be a bitch. And John Legend went on Twitter and said, imagine being president of a whole country and spending your Sunday night hate watching MSNBC, hoping somebody, anybody will praise you. Melania, please praise this man. He needs you.
That
all right.
That is true.
Now, Swae Lee, his ex-girlfriend, ended up in handcuffs, and that's because she allegedly headbutted him. Marlicia Ortiz, she had an argument with him outside of his house in early August and started throwing objects and then struck him and headbutted him before security kicked her out. She then called 911 and said that he sexually assaulted her. But when cops arrived, she changed her story and admitted that she started everything and said that he did strangle her. So neither of them had any visible marks, but they did arrest her. All right, now let's discuss this whole college scandal. If you guys recall, with Felicity Huffman, she's at the center of all of this as well. The feds want her to do 1 month for the college admission scandal, which is really good for her because originally they were trying to get her to do more time. Now prosecutors are saying 1 month. Well, they're also doing a Lifetime special about it, and they put out the first trailer of this movie that's inspired by Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Check it out.
We did this because we thought we were helping you.
A ripped from the headlines feature.
I know what schools are looking for and how to get you to check those boxes.
Inspired by true events.
You studied Darwin last year, didn't you?
Yes.
Some species survive and some don't.
Two desperate mothers.
I will teach you how to make an impression.
We'll do anything. He's losing his way.
Involved in a nationwide scandal.
You are worth every penny of the $500,000 that we paid you.
All right. If you guys remember, Felicity Huffman reportedly paid $15,000 to a fake charity, and that was to help her daughter get a higher SAT.
Bruh, didn't that just happen last week?
They already have a movie. Look, Felicity hasn't even been sentenced. They wanted her to originally do 4 to 10 months. Now they're saying she's going to do 1 month in prison. She hasn't even gone to jail yet. All right. And Tekashi 6ix9ine's former manager, Shoddy, he has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. All right. Now, he had originally, when he was arrested, was charged with 6 counts, including racketeering, conspiracy, violent crimes, and aid of racketeering and firearms use. He did a plea agreement back in March. He pleaded guilty to the firearm possession and firearm discharge counts. And so there you have it. He's going to get 15 years in prison. And he also has spoken out before his sentencing.
Nobody forced him to do anything that he was saying. Nobody said, yo, you have to be. This is what he wanted. This is what he came into us as. I didn't meet him and say, yo, this is what you got to do. Nah, I was just there to support him like a real woman.
If you had the opportunity today to just see Tekashi, what would you have to say to him?
I just let him know I pity him, man. Like, I pity him, but I'm like, oh, you ain't have to go that route. Like, you really ain't have to do this, man.
All right, so those are Shoddy's words before he got sentenced to 15 years.
So is he basically saying he got all that time because of 6ix9ine? Is it basically what he's saying?
Pretty much. That's what I got from it.
All right. Well, there you have it. He didn't tell 6ix9ine to do any of those things that he did. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice. Miss, get your request in right now. And
we're giving you the chance to win 1 of 10 trips to New York for Powerhouse NYC. That's also complete with round-trip airfare for 2 people, 2 nights, hotel accommodations. You get suite tickets, and you get to hang out and meet the Breakfast Club. This all happens on October 26th at the Prudential Center. You can see the Migos, Meek Mill, Little Baby, A Boogie, DaBaby, Davido, Meg Thee Stallion, Saweetie, Polo G, Little TJ, and more. So just listen for that keyword, and you get to text that keyword to 37911.
All right. And Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the
and
Breakfast
thank you,
Club.
AT&T. This is presented by our friends at AT&T.
Okay. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. I just want to shout out again everybody that came out to that car show, my car show over the weekend. Shout out to Fabulous, Currency, Fat Joe, Angela Simmons, Dr. Oz, Flip De Niro, Fat Boy SSE, Hood Celebrity that all came. Angela Yee as well. Shout out to everybody that put their cars in the show, that gave me their cars. Currency, Pusha T, Offset, CC Sabathia. My brother, 50 Cent, thanks, Fifth, and everybody else. Shout out to Flipping New Jersey. Him and his wife gave me their cars. Everybody gave me their cars, and I just want to say thank you so much.
You got to
much.
Keep them?
No, just for the show.
Oh, they lent you.
Long Island, Aston Martin, Pat, what's up? Shout out to Anna, Free Ride Transportation. Everybody just came together. Shout out to the sponsors, 1-800-CAR-CRASH, Sephora, Fashion Nova, Drink Fresh Juice, No Limit Auto Body, The Credit Dude, Matt, The Mortgage Guy, Coach Jesse, Dr. Amsu, Dr. Uman, and also Power 105 and Lincoln Tech, thank you so much. And we gave $5,000 to I Will Graduate, which is an organization that helps kids graduate. We just wanted to give back. You know, we just got to give back more. So thank you, everybody that attended. We had close to 10,000 people in that building. And also, shout out to the King's Path, which is 50 Cent Champagne for sponsoring as well. What up, Renee?
What kind of car is this Flipping New Jersey drive?
I don't know where I want to go with this. I don't know where you want to go with this.
Asking a question.
He drives a Rolls Royce Wraith.
Okay. Pretty big.
Just shut up, man.
What?
So shout out to everybody that
I'm
came
asking
as well.
Questions,
and congratulations.
Man.
Aren't you glad when an event is finally over that you've been planning for so long?
Yes, and I lost my voice. I'm just trying to get it back now. I just need my voice back now.
That's how I felt planning Angela Yee Day, and the day that it was over, when I got home that night, I was so relieved.
You and me both.
You're just happy that everything went well, everything was smooth.
Absolutely.
So congratulations to you too.
Okay, thank you. Why are you asking Angela Yee what kind of car she drive?
Excuse me?
See? You know, forget it. Now, when we come back, positive note, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note for the people?
Yes, the positive note is simply this, man. I just want to tell you that being brave isn't the absence of fear. Being brave is having that fear by finding a way through it.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.